This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for a visit from the gentlemen and ladies of the day, continuing our focus on what's going on in the world. No emergencies today, just another day of good stuff happening, hopefully for you and yours as well. The DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. The object of the moment is Victoria and her voice and her mind and her thoughts, or thoughts that have come to her that are trending, and I know there are a lot of political things that are trending. Maybe we can be like au contraire and not do a political thing, but that's up to you.
Well, you know, I would love to err on the side of apolitical.
Yes.
I think everybody's just kind of like, oh, my God. But it is still quasi-political. But in California, Joshua Tree National Park has actually been closed down now because of the government shutdown. And it will be temporarily closed starting tomorrow on Thursday. It covers more than 792,000 acres from Palm Springs north to the town of Joshua Tree. And the park said on its website that starting at 8 a.m. Thursday, they will be shutting down completely to allow park staff to address sanitation, safety, and resource protection issues that have arisen during the government shutdown. Now, this is the first park that the first large national park that will be completely closed down. We've heard kind of crazy stories about garbage overflowing and people not picking up after their dogs, and there's just not enough manpower to accommodate everyone in national parks right now because of the partial government shutdown. So I'm not sure exactly what forced Joshua Tree to close down completely. I don't know if this is, if the issues that we've been talking about over the last couple weeks, I don't know if it's just extra bad at Joshua Tree or if that park gets more visitors than other national parks, but I think that this will probably be a trend and that this is the first of many. As long as the government shutdown continues, which it looks like it will for however many days, it looks like this might be the next trend that national parks will just start to close down completely. There's also horrible stories of people jumping fences and looting, and people are just
horrible. What's the matter with people? What is the matter?
People are just
this is
so dumb.
Why can't people clean up after themselves? Why do we have to hire people? Where is the responsibility? What are you teaching your children under the circumstances? What do you...
Yep.
We have to have the government do everything? The government. Got to do, like, it's a nanny state. We'll take care of everybody. We'll clean up after everybody. Clean up after yourselves. Didn't your father or your mother teach you anything about cleaning up after yourself or personal responsibility?
This is disgusting. And there's also
signs.
It brings
up worse than people.
Yeah, and apparently that Joshua Tree, the workers who are still there, they've posted handwritten signs urging visitors to pack your own trash, like take it with you. It's not that hard, people.
No,
I just don't get it. It's not
Good
that hard.
God.
And they've been alerting people to the fact that there are no trash services at this time, and that the toilets, the pit toilets that they have, are completely overflowing. So that people are, you know, they're really. I think it's probably the right thing to do is just shut everything down before we have maybe permanent damage and who knows what else could happen. But they say health and safety concerns now have forced it to close up.
All right. Speaking of things shut down, the Supreme Court has shut down an appeal from Exxon. Attorney General Maura Healey here in Massachusetts looking into whether Exxon knew about the role fossil fuels play in climate change. Exxon sued to stop the investigation. The case went all the way to the highest court here in Massachusetts, which ruled that Healey had jurisdiction to get the records and determine if Exxon was misleading consumers and investors. I don't know about misleading consumers, but I do know that under the circumstances, they're just plain misleading. That's just their deal. The Supreme Court denied the appeal, shut it down. So apparently in New York, they filed a similar lawsuit a couple of months ago. the suit claiming Exxon deceived investors about the risks of future climate change and the regulations and all that stuff, what it'll do to businesses. There are documents that go back to the 70s showing the scientists that work for Exxon figuring out fossil fuel combustion needed to be, they figured it out on their own, that it needed to be decreased to reduce the effects of what fossil fuels do to the atmosphere. And so that kind of thing continues. And then in light of the focus on that, the government released some information. But we don't have enough people to run things, but we got people to release tests and stuff. Well, this is actually from an independent research firm, so it's not really a government release. The amount of fossil fuel combustion contributing to emissions up 3.4% last year, the second largest increase in the last 20 years. The estimate comes after declining fossil fuel emissions. The renewable energy, electric cars, natural gas, all that stuff contribute to it. But the spike is due to an increase, apparently, in our economy. Our economy is better, so we're using more energy, and the energy's got to come from someplace. There haven't been enough wind power resources set up. The number of solar, although you do, when you drive around, you do see more, at least here in the Northeast. I think it's interesting. Well, and I don't want to do the old routine that becomes so sort of tiresome, the coast versus inland. But most of the coastal areas see, especially on the West Coast, but there's more and more on the East Coast of these big, kind of ugly, but yet very efficient wind power. Windmill, whatever it is. And so they contribute a lot to the reduction in how much fossil fuel you have to burn. And if you drive around on the interstates here in the Northeast, you see these things all over the place. I can tell you, driving from my home here in Framingham just into Boston, but if you go in either direction, there are solar panels all up and down the Mass Pike, all over the place. And I have seen homes, I would tell you that a third, 25 to 30% anyway, of new homes that are being built are having solar in some way, shape, or form. I'm doing a major thing at the farm. In my farm, I'm going to put solar panels on all the buildings, and we're going to set aside 4 or 5 acres for solar panels as well to take care of all of our energy needs and to put it back into the system. It just seems to make a whole lot of sense, frankly.
It does, yeah. And the wind thing, to me, that just feels like that's the easiest
one
of all.
The wind thing is easy, yeah. Just people object to the way it looks, that's all.
Well...
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, it's, you know, it looks like, it's like practical. Those things when you drive from, like, L.A. to Palm Springs, right? You see big white windmill things. Yeah.
Hundreds of them. Closer you get to Palm Springs, the more you see. Of them.
But it's interesting that you say that about the solar panels, because now that we live outside of Manhattan, in New Jersey, on the shore...
Yeah.
That seems to be one of the things that's advertised with homes that are being built or homes that are for sale.
Yeah,
and I've seen solar ready or what's the term that I've seen? If a house is facing in the proper direction, and I'm not sure which direction that needs to face in, but there's notations made on a lot of the real estate listings now that you can easily add solar to whatever, you know, certain houses that are for sale around us here on the beach. It's kind of interesting.
Nothing is perfect. But it is better, it's cleaner, and it's kind of fun. It's quiet. That's what I kind of like about it. The environmentalists have raised hell with the people that put up the windmills because the birds fly into them and you know, they don't survive.
But, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The Palm Springs and dead birds all over the place.
Aw.
Yeah, but...
I'm not going to... Wow.
It is what it is. Oh. Now, the government shutdown... To circle back around to that, scientists are worried, it would seem, that there are a number of studies going on that may go up in smoke, if you will, because the federal funding that keeps the laboratories open there's no federal funding. Yeah. So this stuff may go the way of the wind. You won't be able to get back some of the data that they've been working on. So it's kind of money lost. So when you think about what's essential, it seems to me somebody ought to evaluate what the... And this is more common sense than anything else. Okay, so we've got money invested in this sort of thing. If we don't fund it, then it goes away and we will have wasted all of the money. It's not their money, so apparently they don't give a damn. But anybody with common sense, it would seem to me, would put these people back to work or keep them working, make sure that they're paid or make sure the things that they need are paid for so that we don't waste a whole lot of money. That's just common sense. It seems almost un-American for this sort of thing. I mean, I don't mind a lot of the stuff that's going on because of the shutdown, frankly. We know there are excesses, and so, but things like this kind of get under my skin because these researchers can't check on the experiments,
right,
or conduct the tests. And
it feels like there are things popping up kind of every day now that we don't really think about, because when we first started talking about the government shutdown, we were saying things like, okay, well, then there's some of the TSA will still be working, and obviously, you know, people in the, what do they call it, in the, you know, the control towers at airports,
yeah,
they're going to be working, things like that. But you really
air traffic controllers.
Air traffic control, yeah, you don't think about, like, the entomologists who apparently need to study the crop-eating stink bug that they need to study by the spring in order to see how it's going to affect crops around the country. That's something that I would never think of until seeing these new reports that various scientific research foundations and agencies are legitimately worried about all the data that they've been collecting, and you know, if they shut down, then the funding ends. They have to just go home, I guess, and that's it. Or they're already staying home. Like Kara's roommate, who works for NOAA, is just at home, not working. So it's so many things are being set back that we just don't realize.
And then there's another thing. If you patch all this information together, Victoria, that seems, for me anyway, it just underscores how much the government is involved in everything. These studies could be privately funded if there was the proper kind, or if people were paying attention to the proper kind of, let's say, donations. It could be deducted. Big companies can, like ExxonMobil, they've said many times that they have they're spending a lot of money on research because they know the fossil fuel industry. Whether in the here and now there are things going on that increase it, sooner or later, fossil fuels are not going to be used any longer. So big energy companies like that, what's their future if they aren't investing in research and getting out there to see what the answers are to some of these questions that the government now so easily funds? Well, the government shouldn't be funding that stuff. Let these people do it. They have the expertise anyway. And let them, if they deduct those costs as the cost of doing business. So encourage more of that, instead of having so many people on the government payroll. Anyway, that's my... If I were king of the world, I would do things that way. I'm not, but I can control some things, like the information that you get here. And I'm going to call your attention to some great news. A new study validating what millions of Americans know. The information basically suggests that the 100% of the participants in this study increased the amount of deep sleep using My Pillows. Made in America, 10-year warranty, guaranteed until March the 1st. Premium pillows that are available at half price by using the DJV code, mattress toppers. Get that at half price, all kinds of special deals. So let's get on it. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the sheets. Right, as soon as you log on to MyPillow.com, you'll see all the things that we're talking about here. The cotton pillowcases, the roll-and-go pillows. It's just a fabulous place for you to make sure that you have everything, all the tools you need to get a great night's sleep. And at big discounts using the DJV code. So let's get at it. MyPillow.com is the place to go. The discount code is DJV. Save a lot of money. Get great sleep. MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded Ford truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need
so,
a guitar man.
So, yesterday was the anniversary of Elvis's birth. I think he would have been 84, wasn't that right, Victoria?
I believe
yesterday,
so, yep.
He was 84. So, that would mean that he was 42 when he died, so it's been 42 years since he died. And yet there is still so much focus. Matter of fact, in light of all of the attention given to Elvis, I'm happy to tell you that there's an Elvis tribute special that was announced yesterday as part of his birthday celebration. It'll be aired February 17th. It's a two-hour primetime special with the tribute to Elvis from people like Blake Shelton, who's actually going to host this comeback special. It's going to, what it does is it is going to be on the same day that the 68 comeback special was aired. Performances from Kelsey Ballerini, Ed Sheeran, Dierks Bentley, Alicia Cara, John Legend, Little Big Town, Jennifer Lopez. By the way, I saw that Jennifer Lopez movie that's out now, Second Act. It's very cute, very nicely done. She's so delightful, so appealing, charming. It was a good movie. Anybody who hasn't, you like to see good stories, you might want to go see
it. I wanted to see that. I'm happy that it's good.
Yeah,
it looked very cute.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes is in this tribute. Darius Rucker, Yolanda Adam, Mac Davis. That'd be good. He was a great Elvis contemporary. John Fogerty, Josh Groban, Adam Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and the list goes on. The tribute will recreate the special from 68. Rare footage, interviews with Priscilla. The original special director, Steve Binder, is going to have a play in what goes on. And Lisa is going to be on it as well. Lisa Marie, who's the daughter. And album called The Best of the 68 Comeback Special, released on February the 15th, including the Elvis recordings and performances that inspired the special, as well as a new version of If I Can Dream. Is that what this is? Yeah. No, this
no.
is only. Yeah, this is a great song. I love this. Crack this up, will you, Garrett? A fabulous Elvis.
But
I can't help falling in love with you. Chris. Thanks to Match.com.
Show.
The 15-track album, Remastered Performances, features portions of the original 68 special, plus three original studio recordings of songs that will appear on the NBC special album. You can pre-order now if you want to. Let's see who's going to be doing what. Blake Shelton's going to do Hound. He's going to do the Guitar Man. Shawn Mendes.
Song. I love that song.
Yeah. Hound Dog. I never did like Hound Dog. Burning Love is a fabulous song. Keith Urban's going to perform that in the show. Let's see here. What else? Jailhouse Rock, John Fogerty, Ed Sheeran's going to do the song we just heard, Can't Help Falling in Love, Always on My Mind, Kelsey Ballerini, Jennifer Lopez is going to do Heartbreak Hotel, Darius Rucker, One Night, Blake Shelton, Suspicious Minds, another great song, Love Me Tender, Alicia Cara. I don't know who she is. I don't know that much about her. Anybody know anything about her?
Yeah, she's kind of a, I wouldn't call her pop necessarily, but she's definitely charting on the pop charts whenever she has songs out, yeah.
Mac Davis's version of Memories will be in the special, A Little Less Conversation. John Legend's going to sing. Little Big Town will do Are You Lonesome Tonight. Adam Lambert's doing Blue Suede Shoes, Love Me. Pistol Annie's going to do that. A medley of That's All Right, Don't Be Cruel, Blue Suede Shoes, we done by Mac Davis, Little Big Town, Darius Rucker, Blake Shelton. The gospel melodies will be sung. This is going to be a fabulous special. Fabulous. And so there it is, set for airing on February the 17th. Big special highlighting the 68 special. And Elvis, 28 after the hour.
Don't stop the hate.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his first Oval Office address last night, talking of what he says is a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
The president saying women and kids are the biggest victims of illegal immigration. He insists the border wall that he wants would pay quickly for itself. The president also saying he has again invited Democratic leaders to the White House today to discuss the matter, which is keeping the U.S. government partially shut down into a third week. But last night, the Democratic leaders were saying,
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who delivered the Democrats' rebuttal along with the Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer, and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How do you do? Pep it up. It's the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Warren is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen. Matter of fact, Jennifer's going to kick it off. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering what our take is on the president's address last night about the border and the shutdown. So, Jen, it's all yours.
Well, thank you. And yes, it was a big night of must-see TV, primetime viewing, with President Trump starting things off, giving just over 8 minutes briefing as to why there is a crisis going on at the southern border. He used facts, and he talked about the amount of drugs, the people dying from drugs, opioids, of course, the crisis with the opioids also linked to the drugs at the border. He cited the number of 90% of all heroin comes into this country through the southern border, talked about human trafficking, which is something that oftentimes gets overlooked in these conversations. He talked about the kids who are being affected by this, and then the humanitarian side of this crisis as well. And laid out his case. He used stories about Corporal Singh, who died the day after Christmas, and was called compassionate presidential. Some people said maybe his delivery was a little too fast. But in any case, his first Oval Office address is now in the book.
Excuse me for a minute. Who said that?
I've seen people on Twitter when they were critiquing him, saying that it was too fast.
Kidding. Oh, my God.
That it should have lasted longer, or that he spoke too quickly? No, that he spoke too quickly. That he should have done it.
Unless you have no cognitive understanding of words, there was nothing about his delivery, from my perspective, that was the only analysis paralysis I'd put forth when it came to what he said. It pretty much all spoke for itself, what he said. But somebody who says he went too fast, man, you better go see somebody. Because it wasn't, well, there was nothing about it that was too fast in my opinion. I think he laid it out, and the facts have been repeated 100,000 times by a million people anyway. He didn't add anything new. It's the same stuff that we've been talking about for years.
Yeah, the reason for doing this, though, is to make it serious, to make it, to really put it out there and explain, make his case to the American people. Is this still your top issue? This was his top issue as a candidate. This is something that, you know, many people think that Trump somehow created this idea of a crisis at the border, or that somehow, you know, this idea of chanting, build the wall is everything that this is about. The truth is, he had an understanding that this was a top issue, but people that became part of his base, or people that became intrigued with him and voted for him, were people who already believed that this was a big issue, which is why they embraced him as a candidate, which is why he became ultimately the president of the United States. This is not about as simple, oh, well, I said I'd give you a wall, so here's your wall. This is about a lot more than that. And I think to simplify it in those terms is kind of ridiculous, because there is, to deny that there's really something going on at the border is just dishonest. There is. There is something going on at the border. There is a problem with our immigration system. It's a problem we've known about for years, and no one's known how to pull the trigger on it. So this is kind of the start. This is his plan to lay out a start to getting some control and chaos at the border. One of the good wins for the president is that at this moment, people who are seeking asylum in this country are not being passed in so that they can kind of disappear into the shadows. They're actually waiting their turn in Mexico, which is why you see them built up around the border, so that they can come through in an orderly process, and so that the government can track where they're going. Now, that was only half the story, because Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader in the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi, who's the new Speaker of the House in Congress, both of them responded to the president's speech. The networks all gave them time as well for a rebuttal, almost similar in format to a State of the Union. This one was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer standing at one podium and giving their side of the story, saying that they're not willing to talk about anything going on at the border until the government is open. So basically, president making it more about the people who have been victimized by criminal illegal aliens, and also about the people who are stuck at the border. Chuck and Nancy obviously more focused on the Americans who won't be receiving paychecks this week for the first time because of the shutdown. So, you know, has anything changed? No. Obviously, both sides have had the same opportunity to lay out their case, and now it depends on the American people to see who's going to put the pressure on which side to come to the table. My thought is both sides need to come to the table. Already, the White House has offered a plan that sounds a lot like what Democrats were asking for. So now, if I were a Democrat strategist, I'm not. If I were, I would say, wow, you know what would look a lot better than you offering nothing is you offering something and coming to the table, even addressing it and saying, I don't want to provide funding for a wall, but I will give you more money for border security. I will give you more money for Border Patrol to add more judges to the immigration courts. But you're hearing nothing from that side of the aisle, except that they'll talk again once the government's reopened. Yeah, right. So I think we'll see what happens today. Both sides are getting together again at the White House for a third meeting. Not sure if there'll be any difference. I think we're still dug in for a while, but I do believe that we're going to see some movement at some point, because both sides will start to take the heat after Friday, when government workers are going to miss their first paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, so it continues. As I said a few minutes ago, I thought the response, the obligation, or the whatever it is these people feel at work in the news departments and these networks, there wasn't a whole lot of anything. I flipped around quickly to see what everybody was doing. ABC went away as quickly as Pelosi and Schumer got done. I think Fox did the same thing, went away back to their regular programming. The only one that stayed with it, NBC did, was CBS. And it was banal. It was pejorative. It was just stupid. And so, but I, you know, maybe it's necessary for those people to stay on, for those who think that Trump spoke so quickly. But I don't want to hear their point of view, because their point of view is skewed. It's so obvious. Even though, you know, I'm not an apologist for anybody. I don't have to be. But it's so obvious. What in the, unless you have no mind at all, you can, you know, you see what's going on, and it becomes, I don't know, it's like, it just bothers them. Anyway, the thing about today that we can celebrate this National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So if you know a police officer, maybe you got a friend who's a police officer, maybe somebody in your family is a policeman, police person, police woman. Do they call them police persons? No, they call them police women, policemen, if it's a woman. What do they call
you just
women?
Just say policemen, usually, and that refers
police
to
officer.
Everybody, I think.
Right.
Yeah, police officer, right.
Anyway, most people who have anybody in their circle of friends or family who's a police officer know how difficult the job can be. If you don't, then watch an episode of Blue Bloods, because that's about, even though it's Hollywooded up a little bit dramatically, a story about four or five people and their lives involved in law enforcement. There's a lot of really nitty-gritty stuff there that's pretty close to what reality is. So there's something to be gleaned from that. And so Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, sometimes shortened to LEAD, is a day to recognize the people who are on the job. Plenty of ways to do it. You can volunteer to help with organizations that local law enforcement support, youth sport organizations that are around the country. Crime Stoppers is a good way to show your appreciation or to come on board. Let's see who else. Let's see. Something simple. Wear blue. Celebrate National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. A lot of people are going to be using social media, and that's okay. Just something, at least, that shows appreciation. I think it's appropriate, frankly, and is well worth the effort. So there we have that taken care of. Now, Jennifer, the television schedule was upended last night because of the president's speech. So there are some things that aren't, at least on CBS, they didn't even show the episode of FBI. They just cut everything back. I think one of the other networks did the same thing. They just eliminated one of the shows. So they'll get another week out of them here or there. Do we have any numbers for who watched, how many people watched, 30 million, 40 million people watched the president's address?
I don't have the numbers yet, and we'll probably get them in another few hours. I think they usually will come out, but not quite this early. So that's forthcoming. I think it's hard to avoid. It was hard to avoid the president's speech, certainly, because all the networks carried it. So the ratings will no doubt be high. I would predict that it probably will be highest on Fox and CNN as far as network viewing as to the president's speech. I'm sure Fox will probably win that. That's your answer.
Typically,
Fox, with these kinds of addresses, lately anyway, in the past year or two, maybe 2 years at this point, Fox News seems to win the night, at least with the cable networks, when it comes to State of the Union or when it comes to presidential addresses. So maybe that's a sign of who's in the office and who's interested in watching. I don't know. But it really has nothing to do with it because the commentators aren't a part of it. It's just the carrot, obviously.
There'll be plenty of people who won't have watched
Nancy
because
Pelosi
they can't stand Trump or they can't stand Pelosi or Schumer, so let's move on. All right, so what's on television tonight?
All right, so lots of new stuff tonight. We've got we have the season premiere of I'm Sorry on True TV. John Glasser Loves Gear, that's also on True TV tonight. FXX has the premiere of You're the Worst on the networks. You're getting the new stuff back.
You're the Worst, what's that about?
It's the opposite. It's the sequel to You're the Best on FXX.
Which is, what was that about? How do you know from some of these titles?
It was a joke. It was a little joke. You're the best. You're the worst. Stay with me, Stefan. All right, on ABC.
That was a real show because I've never
really
heard of it.
Yeah, it's all in the delivery. You sound like an authority at all the jokes, all in the delivery. Okay, ABC. New tonight, the Goldberg started at 8. Got a brand new episode of Schooled. That's a new show for ABC, so that's a launch tonight at 8:30. 9 o'clock, new episode of Modern Family. They're dealing with Haley's pregnancy on that program. Single Parents, new at 9:30, and then The Match Game is back. I haven't seen it in a while. That'll be back at 10 o'clock on CBS. They've got some new stuff. New tonight, SEAL Team at 9, followed by Criminal Minds at 10. On Fox, Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back at 8 o'clock. The Masked Singer, Victoria Loves That, at 9 o'clock. A brand new episode. NBC has a new episode of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire at 9, and then Chicago PD at 10. So you can check that out.
It's a gritty show. One of the
All
things
the Chicago's.
That Yeah. The Alec Baldwin interview show that started on Friday night went to Saturday. I think it was off taken off because they only had like a million viewers to it. And no one seems to. I've asked a couple of questions.
It was on Sunday nights, I think, right?
But it was whatever it was on.
They moved it to Saturday.
It didn't draw flies. And they moved it to Saturday because it didn't have an audience. And everything gets tossed to Saturday night now that doesn't have an audience. And it just, I don't understand what the motivation was. Who cares? I think Alec Baldwin is a very appealing actor. I think he's a lot of fun. But we all kind of get what his politics are. And who needs another one of those people with that? It's piling on. I mean, it speaks to what I just said a few minutes ago about CBS. Who gives a, unless you're a hardcore hater of Trump, who gives a damn about what Alec Baldwin thinks? It's, we
is
know
every
what
every interview
thinks.
Political? Because I've,
yes,
I've seen,
they're
I haven't
all
watched
political.
It,
they all go, they all start with a premise that isn't political, but then I remember watching the Robert De Niro one.
Oh, well, that one.
The
yeah.
last 12 minutes was the two of them. But, I mean, he did it with Taraji P. Henson. He did it with, but the ones that I saw, anyway. Mm-hmm. It all, the first 4 or 5 minutes, cool, talking about them and their, but he jumps right into the political state of mind. It almost seems like the people that are invited to come on the show are people who agree with him politically, and they can do some more bashing. It's very unentertaining. I wanted to know more about Taraji P. Henson, frankly. I started watching her when she was on The Person of Interest, and she was very good in that. So I kind of, she's in a new movie that's coming out. I just saw the trailer for it yesterday. The movie is, let me think now, what was the, she plays a maid, and they frump her up. She really had to look twice to see that it was her. It's a civil rights thing about schools closing down and
oh, it's called
kind of
The
stuff.
Best of Enemies. I've never heard of it before.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Plays a KKK guy who becomes friends with her.
That's interesting. Sam Rockwell's everywhere these days.
Yeah, he is everywhere these days. Yeah, he is. All right, speaking of that, did you see The Notebook is going to be a Broadway musical? The novel, The Notebook.
Oof.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a real tearjerker romance about true love that endures a lifetime. Came out in 1996. The film had Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams in it, remember? About 10, 12 years ago. So the music is going to come from Ingrid Michaelson, who's a singer-songwriter. Michaelson says, quote, I have loved the movie and the story for so many years. The idea of turning it into a musical overwhelmed me. Concept of unending devotion and love wrapped up in memory and family is something very close to my personal life. I can see them making a pretty good movie out of that. So anyway, that's coming. Here's something that is coming as well. Your teeth are going to get a lot whiter a lot faster if you're using power swabs. Leave that great impression. The first, I think a lot of people are meeting new people. Part of the New Year's resolution, I'm going to get a new job. When you go for the interview, it's kind of cool. You can have nice white teeth like Jennifer Lopez does in the job interview that she has in this movie, Second Act. Do you want to have nice white teeth like Jennifer Lopez? Ha ha! Call 800. That's a good way to promote this. It's the first time I thought about that. But she has beautiful white teeth. You want beautiful white teeth? 800-208-1797. That's right. Call for power swabs today. Get your teeth whitened in 5 minutes. Very inexpensive. Great product. I use it. And you can hear me using it on the air from time to time. So order yours now. 50% off. Use the DJV code 800-208-1797.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Wednesday, the 9th of January is upon us. How do you do? Victoria Keevan is here to bring us up to date. Let's see what the latest is as we get started here from Microsoft. Interesting connection.
Yeah, Microsoft and Kroger, which is actually America's largest grocery store chain. I did not know that because there are no Krogers in New Jersey. But apparently that is America's largest grocery store chain. They have partnered with Microsoft to create a pair of high-tech grocery stores. Now, this is very similar to the Amazon cashierless stores that we've been hearing about. I think there are now three of them. And so this is a complete way for Microsoft and Kroger to keep up with Amazon. And so right now the two stores are located in Washington State and Ohio, and they're filled with digital shelf labels and image recognition cameras, and it aims to create a retail environment that's easier for both the customers and the employees to navigate. And Kroger is actually the second major retailer to partner with Microsoft this year. Walmart announced a partnership as well, and again, Walmart doing the same thing. It's just everyone's trying to combat Amazon since they acquired Whole Foods, and they've got 3,000 Amazon Go stores are reportedly in the works to launch in the U.S. in the next year or two. So they've got a lot of time to make up just to catch up with Amazon. And so for this new store, the pilot stores have a very cool guided shopping experience. There's an app that is a Kroger app, and it's called Scan, Bag, and Go, and they have these terminals set up. So customers are directed around the store based on whatever is on their shopping list, and then once they get to the aisle, as soon as they remove the item from the aisle, it is automatically scanned into the app and into their cart, and again, very similar to the way that Amazon's doing this. The two prototypes stores. One is located in Monroe, Ohio. The other is Redmond, Washington. They are both close to the headquarters of Microsoft and Kroger, and they say another 92 stores, Kroger stores, are already using digital signage at the end of their aisles, so they're kind of slowly making the integration. But so far, people seem to really like this type of shopping experience. And it's easier for the employees because, you know, they, not only is it makes it easier for inventory, But the cameras that are in the ceilings, they also can monitor things like, are the refrigeration cases, are they at the right temperature? And basically everything being digitized.
Everything's being watched. Cameras on everything. I thought it was interesting that the folks who run the city council in Seattle have sent off a memo to the city of New York about Amazon, suggesting that there are a lot of things they need to look out for. Apparently, it's not all the hunky-dory in Seattle when it comes to Amazon and the headquarters there and what they push for, and a lot of issues they've been struggling with. And so they let they sent a sort of an official note to the city council in New York City: look out for these things. If you're look out, what is it? Be careful of what you wish for. That kind of stuff. Meanwhile, the Consumer Electronics Show continuing all this week in Las Vegas. Holland Cook reports for us: devices we use the most getting smaller, 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 and then there are some that are getting bigger.
In the movie Wall Street, Gordon Gekko's 1980s cell phone was the size of a Subway sandwich. Then in the 2010 sequel, the theater erupted in laughter when he got his phone back as he was released from prison. It's a trend we see year after year here as technology makes things smaller and smarter and less expensive. One exception is conspicuous here in the exhibit hall and probably in your living room. Television keeps getting bigger. Yours probably did 10 years ago when your old TV stopped working during the 2009 digital transition. Many of us replaced old tube-type TVs with thin HD flat screens. 5 years later, 4K, Ultra HD, initially expensive, but this past Christmas, real cheap. Coming next, 8K, 8 times sharper than HD, because we're buying bigger screens. In 2018, 1.2 million TVs sold in the USA were 70 inches or bigger. Still, much of the buzz here is about technology that does not come in a box. Think Google or Uber, enabled by 4G connectivity, soon to be upgraded to 5G. And these days, what company isn't somehow a technology company? Exhibiting here this year, Procter & Gamble and L'Oreal. At CES 2019 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, let's get to Kate Spade. We can, Victoria.
Yep, Kate Spade, which is now under the Fossil brand, has launched its second touchscreen smartwatch. It's called the Scallop Smartwatch 2. It's got a lot of cool features. Probably the coolest is that you can enter in some data about your outfit, and it will pick a watch face to match it. Very cool.
Very cool. And that's the story from the DJV program, which is also...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.